Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, last week you attended the annual meeting of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, which we commonly call NASDA. Tell us a little bit about that meeting.
Well, you're right. It was our annual meeting and a great time to do some networking and learn some new faces, because from the 50 states, there's always a handful of new folks in their office by virtue of an appointment or something like that. But a good chance to assess issues and priorities and have some very thoughtful presentations and then discussions around them and have take some actions going forward how we will try to work together on some of these issues.
Well, let's talk about some of those issues and your policy priorities for this year going into next.
Well, they are mostly focused on regulations, and that's not necessarily a good thing. But as most farmers know, the EPA released its Waters of the U.S. updated rules earlier this summer, I guess, and we talked about it a lot. Then we've talked at length about the Food Safety Modernization Act, which will impact everybody in the food chain when all these laws or acts are implemented. Then we talked about the pollinator health issue. We sometimes can overlook just what the honeybees do for us in food, so we spent some time on that. So, again, a lot of good presentations. One that I really enjoyed was listening to a man from Coca-Cola talk about food and crop management of the crops that they use in their products and just how all around the world some of these regulations are different and how they have to be balanced out and managed. So that was fascinating to me. So just a good variety of topics and discussions.
All right. Sounds like a great meeting. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.